Bava Kama, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Ches 3:8, and we continue the discussion of how to calculate what you're allowed to deduct when you return something you were asked to be a shomer over, given that one can reasonably assume that some gets lost. So we're going to talk here in this Mishnah not about grain like the previous Mishnah, but rather about liquids, specifically wine and oil. Now, wine and oil are different because wine is high water content from grape juice, and it evaporates, okay? Oil doesn't evaporate whatsoever. However, when you press oil, and oil throughout Kultur Kula Shemin is talking about olive oil, so there's some, like, turbidity. There's, like, you know, it's not clear. You're not talking about virgin olive oil. You're talking about olive oil that's done in a press, and there's bits and pieces, sediment, and that will settle to the bottom over time, okay? So you can deduct for what will settle because that's not really useful as oil. And second of all, there's the issue of absorption into the container. So when it comes to wine, they're using earthenware containers. The wine would be absorbed into walls, but of course, because of evaporation, there's like an ongoing, like, wicking process, if you will, where the wine is diffusing out of the earthenware and then being, you know, absorbed in from more into the container, so ongoing loss of wine. When it comes to oil, it's not the case at all, but there will be some absorption into the walls of the container until it's saturated, like a one-time thing. And therefore, the Mishnah will discuss how to make those kind of calculations. So it says the Mishnah inside, Yotilo shtus liyayin. When it comes to wine, you can deduct a sixth of what was stored, because the assumption is a sixth will be lost to evaporation over time. It's not clear exactly how much time. Rebuta says, no, it's not a sixth, it's a fifth, meaning he says you can deduct even more, 20%, not just 17%. And the Gemara says, no, really no machlokas whatsoever here. It's just that the containers that were used in Rebbe Yehuda's locale were different than the containers of the Tanna Kamma. The Gemara suggests two different possibilities why they would lose more wine. The first was because there's just like more absorption in the kind of clay they had in their locale, so it's more absorption, so therefore it's more lost. The other is that maybe that in the place of Tanna Kamma, they would sort of line the inside of their jugs with like wax to resist absorption, whereas Rebbe Yehuda didn't. Whatever the case is, there's no machlokas, really. The point is whatever can be expected to be lost can be deducted. As far as oil goes, so you're allowed to make your deductions for the two factors of absorption in the walls and also the sediment sinking to the bottom. Says the Mishnah, Yotzi lo shloshes lugin shemen lamea. You can deduct a total of 3 lug for every 100, meaning 3% of the olive oil. In other words, if someone asks you to wash their olive oil and it's coming straight from the press, they gave you 100 liters, you can give them back 97. Why? Lug mechza shemarim. You can deduct 1.5 lugin, meaning 1.5% can be deducted for like the dregs at the bottom, with the, you know, the sediment that settles at the bottom of the container. And lugumechza bella, another 1.5% is absorbed into the walls of the container. Now the Mishnah says this is just because of practicality, and therefore imhaya shemen mezukak, if we're talking about, you know, a refined oil that there has no sediment inside of it, and emoti lo shemarim, of course you cannot deduct for sediment because there was no sediment. So if it was, if what we would look at as oil today, which is, you know, no sediment in our olive oil, if you can't deduct the 1.5% for sediment because there was none. And similarly, imhayu kankanim yishanim, if they are being stored in non-absorptive containers, meaning because they've been used before, in the case of the Mishnah, earthenware that's saturated with olive oil, or in our case, if we use, you know, glass containers, there's no absorption, enomoti lo bella, then you cannot make a deduction for absorption. Meaning, bottom line, if you have refined oil being stored in oil containers, you cannot deduct anything at all. That's the first part of the Mishnah, okay? The second part of the Mishnah now is like really a corollary of this. It's saying when one contracts, signu pointerly, when one contracts to buy oil, so nowadays if you want oil, go to the store and it'll be on the shelves all 365 days of the year. In the time of the Mishnah, there was one harvest per year and one press period per year, and all the oil came off the presses exactly once a year. So if you had need for ongoing oil consumption, and they did, I saw somewhere once that they estimate somewhere around 25% of all the calories they got from their food came from olive oil in Judea. So they used a lot of olive oil. The point is, if a person wants to sort of like secure an olive supply, so he says to his olive, you know, grower, the producer of the olive oil, he says, I'll make a deal with you. I'll give you, you know, money now for 100 liters over the course of the year. And that being the case, like he pays it, let's say at the time of the pressing, when, you know, olive oil is plentiful and relatively cheap, and he says, listen, I want the rights to partake of 100 liters of your olive oil, and then the producer will keep it in his, you know, storage facility, and from time to time, the purchaser will come and get more olive oil, you know, against what he got, like an advance payment. Okay, so this brings up an interesting sort of question, which is, one second, when he paid for the 100 liters of oil, all the oil had just come off the press and all was still full of the sediment. But if he comes back 6 months later to, you know, get more from the storage facility, it'll have settled. He'll scoop from the top of the container and he'll get pure oil with no sediment. So he sort of is like kind of arguably making on the deal because he's, let's say, paying 100 for 100 liters, but actually there's only 98 and a half liters of usable oil. When he pays for it, when he gets it, he'll actually get all 100 because he'll have no sediment mixed in. So how do we deal with that? So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Amocher Shemen Mezukak L'Chaveiro. Rabbi Yehuda says, listen, if someone sells oil to his friend, then his friend will be able to come and get it in a later state when it is now been refined by virtue of the fact that it's going to settle to the bottom. Just to get your pencil out over here, although the words sound as if he's agreeing in the contract to provide him with pure oil, refined oil, that's not the pshat. The pshat is he's giving him, they don't specify whatsoever. They're just agreeing to provide him with oil, and it'll turn out the oil will be refined because when he comes months later, the sediment will have settled to the bottom to his friend. So for Kol Yemot Hashanah, for the whole rest of the year, Hareze Mekabel Alav, Logo Mechta Shemarim Lemea. Says Rabbi Yehuda, the deal is that when the purchaser actually collects the oil over the course of the year, he only has rights to collect 98 and a half liters of oil because you have to deduct the 1.5 that is settling to the bottom as unusable, which if he would have bought it off the press and put it in his own storage, that's all he would really get. Okay. Now, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that in theory, what the producer of the oil could say to this guy is, listen, if you don't want to take 98 and a half instead of 100, I'll just stir up the containers again and you'll take 100, but it'll be, you know, of lower quality and you'll end up making the loss anyway. So I'll save you the hassle of waiting for it to settle out, but don't rip me off and only take 98.5%. Tanakam holds he has no such right. Once it's settled, you can't like start causing trouble and reducing the value. And therefore, and lach is like the Tanakama, so which means that actually if a person contracts ahead of time to get 100, he can get all 100. No deductions are permitted in that regard. And just one last point. When one enters into a business deal, obviously, if there's a contract, whatever the terms of the contract are, that will be enforced. So if the contract said you get 98.5, that's what he gets. If the contract says it's only going to get, you know, purified oil 100, it'll be 100. The question of a Mishnah is only arising if they strike a deal without specifying these terms, what will be regarding the calculations of the sediment that will settle out over time.